CliffCentral.com.
Because here's a woman who has her choice of what? How many guys are there? 20, 25? I can't even remember.
25.
25 men that Eunice of Andam can choose from. That's not bad. So, I mean, she's in the...
Ooh la la.
Some women are envious of this. Some women don't want that responsibility. But it's the most bizarre thing in the world. Like these shows that we've got where we are able to put 25 men into a pit and make them fight, essentially, for the affections of one woman. And that one woman is South Africa's first bachelorette. Her name is Qiniso Fandam, and she is our guest this morning. Hey, Qiniso, how are you?
Hi, Gareth. I'm good. How are you?
Why are you not turning your camera on? Mine is frozen, but there's no excuse for you. I've seen you on the show. You're looking fantastic. You should be showing off everything.
I mean, okay.
put on that camera. I've been watching you on TV. Oh, I think you're sharing your screen rather than putting on your camera. So you press the wrong button. There we go. Try it again.
Other button on the other side. There we go.
There you are.
How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm in my pajamas.
No. Welcome to the club.
Yeah. Sorry, my camera isn't on. It just went on the blink like literally 5 minutes before we crossed to you. How are you doing?
I'm sure your camera's not working.
I promise you. I promise. I tried to reset it just now. I'm not on the toilet. I swear. So how are you doing and how's the show going?
Wow, the show is one of the strangest and greatest things I've experienced in my life.
Are you enjoying it or is it pressure?
I'm definitely enjoying it and there's definitely pressure. I mean, this is not an everyday situation. It's like Survivor, but not actually, because there's no tribal council. It's just me making decisions.
Yeah, you are the tribal council. Listen,
where are you in the filming? Like, has it finished already?
We've done a lot of the filming, but it's not done yet.
Okay,
so you aren't yet with the man.
Hey, we're gonna have to tune in at 7:30 on MNet Channel 101 to know the fact.
Yeah, all right. But
you're still in the dating process.
Sure. Sure.
She's trying to be very vague. Okay.
They probably recorded this back in 2016.
have moved into a three bedroom with two kids and a dog by now.
She's divorced. Yeah. She's divorced twice, and now she's bitter and resentful.
Oh my gosh.
So tell us.
Wow.
So hang on. I mean, so when you do this show, it's got to be weird. I remember I spoke to The Bachelor, the first South African Bachelor, and I said to him, it's got to be bizarre. It's a strange situation. You've got all these guys, seemingly from the little bit I've watched, and I watched one episode a week ago or whatever, and it's not your fault. I think the show's great, but I just don't watch a lot of TV. What I saw was, It appears to me these guys all really do desperately want love. Like, they're not just saying it. They actually are a bunch of single guys who really want to fall in love with you, and they want you to fall in love with them, and they want to find the one, and you are clearly the one in their sights at the moment. But there are 25 of them. It's got to be strange to be the object of 25 men's desires on television, on camera the whole time, and to try and treat them decently, where it's a bit of a meat market. I mean, essentially what you're doing is you are canceling one person or two people, depending on how it goes, every single week. That's messed up.
Maybe to you it is, but to me, I feel like it's actually a representation of how women already navigate the dating sphere.
You psychopath.
Meet multiple guys. It's only a psychopath when it's a woman, but when it's a guy, it's like,
no. I said the same thing to no, don't bring your sexism here. I said the same thing to the guy who was the bachelor. It's weird for guys as well to have these 25 women clawing for your attention.
I mean, I feel like what's weird is it's on TV, and what's also weird is they live together, which is, that is definitely not a normal setup. Other than that, like, you know, I feel like we're all just dating and figuring out who our person is anyway in real life. And I think our perceptions of, you know, what it is to normally date in 2021 are very different. I mean, there's different versions of a public space. People on Tinder, hey, I can see you there. I know you. What are you doing on Tinder?
Yeah.
That's also another public space where you're putting yourself out there. You can literally bump into someone flirting with someone at the bar and be like, hey, man, that's my friend. What are you doing? So I think there's different perceptions of public nowadays and different ways of meeting each other, especially during a pandemic. I was like, when I got the call from Mnet and they were like, hey, do you want to be the bachelorette? I was like, well, this packet of chips that I'm eating in bed and the series I'm watching with a face mask on can definitely miss me. I need to re-enter the dating pool. And with coronavirus, I'm not going to be going to bars, talking to people. I don't know you. I don't know if you've got the COVID.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk to you.
So how does it work? Because I think that a lot of people are living vicariously through the show because it's very hard to meet someone now. Now it's probably harder than ever. And if you are in your 20s or 30s and you're keen to meet someone and maybe settle down, maybe have a proper relationship with them, or even just flirt and, you know, go out on a date or two, it's damn impossible at the moment. So I think a lot of people are watching the show. Yeah, they're watching the show and they're putting themselves in your position, and it's kind of a bit of a fantasy.
Yeah, and for me, I really hope that people get a chance to re-spark their love life in some kind of way. And just seeing someone trying to find love, trying to find the person who they're hoping to spend the rest of their life with. So I really hope that people's love gets re-sparked, that people can see that you can find love in a hopeless place.
Preach.
Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied with the quality of the men that they gave to you? Because some of these guys are a bit strange.
And I'm a little bit strange too.
No, you are, but
Very nice.
But I'm also
a little bit of a nerd and a weirdo in my own little goofy, awkward kind of way. And I think, you know, what makes a person beautiful, obviously, it's great to have someone attractive drop dead from the get-go, from the outside. But if you're ugly inside, there's no point, hey. And I feel like my guys have character and they're charming and charismatic and just incredible in their own ways. And I love that they're all so different as well. My Mnet team really had my back when they went forth and did the most in finding guys for me, because I don't have a specific type. And that pool of guys really shows that I have like multiple things that I like about a person who is my in-game person.
The reason I asked that is because I'm superficial as hell. I mean, like I'm not really that interested in finding out about a person until they're first of all physically attractive to me. But it's gotta be a bit of a weird situation, because you do have a whole lot of choices, not just in terms of personalities, but in terms of looks as well. And do you feel bad when you tell a guy, you know, there's no rose for you, you can head on home? How does that feel to you? Because I think it's hard to do it in real life, but it's even harder to do it on television, the rejection.
Wow. It's interesting because it's not just me that can reject someone. These guys also have agency. They're also free to tell me, no, I don't want this rose, or no, I don't want to be a part of this journey anymore. So yes, I technically have all the power, but at the end of the day, it's takes two. And if they don't accept my rose, that also for me causes me like a lot of stress. When I'm asking, will you accept this rose? I'm stressed because I'm also like, please take my rose. I think you also, you definitely learn how to say no and how to let someone go. It's really difficult. And especially because I don't want the guys to think I'm saying no to them because of who they are as people. It's more about whether or not I can see a connection and a relationship with this person at the end of the day, and whether they can see that with me, which is really difficult, because when you break up with someone, it's kind of like, oh, you're attacking their person.
No.
But I try to be very clear to the guys that this isn't the end of the road. I'm just not wasting your time or wasting my own time. I'm stopping you from finding the person who's actually meant for you.
They got to grow up too and realize they're on a TV show. I mean, for heaven's sake, you know, if it doesn't go your way and you don't end up with the love fantasy you've built up in your head, it's also because you're on a TV show and you must go and carry on with your real life afterwards. So don't be a fucking idiot.
Vanessa, I think this is, no, I think this is a fair question to ask, and you can answer with, it's not revealing too much at the end, but is your hope to be married after this? And if so, do you think this is the process in and of itself is sufficient and whole enough to actually find a viable husband?
Is that what you, I mean, Sia's asking a good question. Is that really what you want, or are you just also having some fun?
Or just a very good
the fact that
boyfriend.
You came with that track, loser.
No, we're here to support you.
No. So yeah, I'm definitely not planning on being married by the end of the season. I'm trying to find someone who I can date to the point of marriage, to the point of
and then leave them
that.
And then leave them at the altar.
Oh, Gareth.
Gareth, so why you like this? Why you like this?
Yeah.
Morning also.
No, you know what? I've been on TV. I know what TV's like. I know how much bullshit there is behind the scenes, and I'm not swept up in all of this nonsense. I'll tell you straight up, I think there are probably a lot of those guys who are doing this show and they'll put on a good act, or some of them won't even put on a good act, just because they're getting TV attention. And I think you can see through that. I watched enough to be able to get the idea. You're wise to this stuff. I think you can tell, like, some of the guys are there because it's going to give them publicity for their stupid business or whatever it is that they're trying to punt. And some of them are genuinely like single guys who are looking for a relationship. But it's going to be hard to separate those people. And if you are in it for the right reasons, and I have no reason to doubt you, then it's got to be frustrating to see a lot of these guys just doing it for the attention.
It definitely is frustrating, and I'm definitely not stupid or, you know, just blind to the fact that we are on a television show, and, you know, it could be a means to an end for someone. But for me, my strategy from the get-go is literally to ask these guys to be authentic and honest with me and show them that I'm being authentic and honest. And if someone can, you know, go through a whole season lying to someone that they can see really has their heart in this and is really invested in this journey, then that's a psychopath.
Yeah,
but true.
Well, they just really want to give their marketing business a punt, you know.
Yeah, and hey, that's your own sin to bear at the end of the
sure.
day. If you're going to lead me on and string me along as a means to your own end, and you can see that I'm really in this and I really want something beautiful at the end of this, then that's your cross to bear. Hey,
do you think?
Go to check on Sunday. Well,
do you think South African guys in general are good at dating? And do you think South African guys are charming? What could we do as South African men to become better at dating, and in order to impress the women that we are impressed by?
To be honest, I have no idea, and that's not much.
Yeah, it's a bit.
Y'all have to figure this out amongst yourselves.
Thanks so much. So we're shit at it. We're not good at this, and you're not going to tell us how to be better. Thanks.
Yeah, that's between you guys to chat through. You guys need to be like to each other. Yes, oh man, why did Clarissa have to end up on a whole dating show to find a guy? Hey, seriously, what did we do, guys? What? How did we chase this beautiful queen away?
That's, put that on the men's conference agenda.
Yes, exactly. Next webinar, men, let's chat. Why do we suck?
What do you think the biggest mistakes are women make when they go on dates and when they're trying to meet a guy?
What do I think is?
And the biggest mistakes that women make.
I think, I don't know, because
I would think that it's revealing too much. Sometimes you try to fill the gaps a little bit because the guy might be quiet or whatever. This happens with me on the countless dates that I go on. but I end up talking too much or revealing too much.
For me, it's like very ironic that I actually ended up being the bachelorette, because everyone that I've ever dated, I pursued them. Because according to them, I was too intimidating to talk to, or, you know, so bubbly and so friendly that they were just like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I have game or if I can do this. So I've always ended up being the pursuant, being like, yes, you can talk to me. Yes, we can go out. Hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Let's go on a date. So now it's weird that I'm still in this position, in this journey of like saying yes or no to a guy in terms of affection and stuff. And establishing so many boundaries. So I've always taken the lead. So I'm not really sure, you know.
I want to take the bachelorette idea and just take it one step further and have a show called The Blesser or Blessee. And you know how we get these? Because this is a South African thing. We are almost unique in the world that we have a whole category of people who are blessers, and we have a whole category of people who are blessees. And they're looking for a very different thing to what you're looking for.
Gareth, you're messy. You know
what I'm talking about. There are a lot of people who are not looking for this love thing that you are. And I'm willing to buy that some of the guys on the show are too. Hey, listen. Yeah, that's fine. And if people want it, there's no show for them to find their blesser or blessee. So I'm going to make it.
Okay, I support you if you need a presenter.
And literally, they walk in. You know, you could present this. There's no way I'm going to do it. So I'll just be in the background. you come on and you say, all right, all the blessers, put your car keys down on the table. And then the blessees come on. And they walk up and down and they go, whew. Okay, like that.
But what if they don't have a car?
What, the blessers?
Then he's not.
You can't be a blesser and not have a car. Are you joking? It's all about the money.
No.
Would you be able to...
You need a property portfolio.
Would you be able to date one of these dudes on your show, The Bachelorette? Would you be able to date them if you knew that they were down and out and they had no money in the bank?
You know...
Good question.
If you don't have a lined up career and you don't know what you're doing and you're diddling, I've already been in that point of my life where I was also diddling and I got my shit together. So,
well, you see, this is a big
I need to have an equal. I'm not here difference. To be somebody's mommy.
Here's a big difference between men and women is I know a lot of guys who, if a woman was unemployed, but she had ambition and dreams and she had hopes, but she just had bad luck and she didn't have a job at that time. There are a lot of guys who would date that girl, but there are very few women who would date that guy.
Hope doesn't pay the bills though. Vision doesn't either.
Sia, we know you. Let me just tell you quickly. Sia Sangweni here is the most superficial of all of us. Sia would marry an old man if he just has enough money.
I can make a little oxygen tank work, okay? I can move around that. Anyway, okay. Goodness, the last thing from my side is I wouldn't be the perfect wingman if I didn't say this. We at Cliff Central have a particular dog in the fight. Our viewer actually was part of our team. He used to work here.
Yes,
so we'd just like to say Avi was a great guy.
What? Really? Tell me more. So he's
Avi worked. He worked for us for probably about a year, right, Sia? And he would come. But he did say that he was really, you know, the Cliff Central thing was just a stopgap for him in between things.
Wasn't he the one who was stealing all the toilet paper from...
No, Leanne.
I'm kidding.
We've just poisoned.
I thought you said you had a fight in the ring, Leanne, but now you're hugging him out.
Leanne is just.
I'm just going to help him.
Every single time that Minuso sees him, she's going to be like,
you must know when to fly.
No, we're telling you here.
Doesn't he used to park in the CEO's parking all the time?
No. Goodness, I've seen him carry crates, you know, just like
of toilet paper.
Three times his body weight. No.
Bad. Real bad, Michael Jackson.
I'll tell you what. Aviwe was doing modeling as well at the same time, and he was doing some TV commercials and all kinds of things. So he's a very successful dude in any case, but he was doing work with us in between. And we were going to offer him a permanent job. And then he said, listen, guys, I mean, this is not really where my heart's at. So I appreciated that. I thought that was nice and honest of him. And then we saw him in the ad for The Bachelor. We were like, wow, look at this. Here's this everywhere that we worked with. Of course,
he's an honest guy. He has a job.
And trust me,
he loves his mother.
Apart from Sia, who would not be entering The Bachelorette, there's no one else good looking enough at Cliff Central on the male side for you to have to worry about.
I mean, somebody doesn't even want to turn on the camera, so clearly not.
I'm just I'm almost finished here, if you know what I mean. I'm almost finished, and then I promise you I'll switch it on as soon as I'm... Almost done. I'll be right with you. Yes.
So I see what you think about my show, hey? I see what you think about my show, okay?
Yeah.
No.
So, all right. What's the most exciting date that you go on in this show? Is there something you can tell us about what we can look forward to in the next few episodes? Like, what's coming up that you love?
Sure. Yeah, hey, you're just going to have to stay tuned.
Because in COVID, they can't do these dramatic dates where they fly you to some faraway place. And yeah, because a lot of places aren't necessarily running at full capacity. So are they going to have to do dinner on top of the MNET building or something horrible like that?
Okay, so nature isn't canceled. So that's a fact. I love nature, so nature isn't canceled. There's lots we can do outside. As you can see and have seen so far, if you've been watching, we've been doing a lot. And the funny thing is, no one can actually really tell how it's all in the same place. All the dates have been in the same place.
Basically, you didn't leave the producers. You didn't leave the producers' garden.
Everyone on the crew and cast. So we've just like set up little dates and figured out ways of still doing something that's true to me.
Can you kiss them? I mean, they've all been tested for COVID, right?
Everybody went into quarantine before this, double swab tests, and the crew included. Shem, they're all so far away from their families, and I really appreciate them for giving that up too.
Sure.
Be on this journey. But yeah, there's definitely kissing. You clearly haven't been watching because a girl ain't being shy. You know what I'm saying?
What will you do if two guys got into a fight in the house and they're all living together? So if two of these dudes who are after you had a fight in the house, would the guy who won get extra credit in your mind, or would you be disappointed in both of them?
It depends, hey. It depends on what the fight is about. It really does. If somebody's like insulting someone's mother or being racist, that's another chat. Like, sure, I don't know.
Surely if they're...
But also, Jason, oh my gosh, they're fighting.
Yeah, I mean,
it's so sexy to have a guy's fight over you.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, rustle and tussle on the ground. Oh, I want to see a little bruise. I want to ice you with a pack of peas afterwards. Right. Oh, Hercules.
My God.
Oh, my gosh. What a great way to wake this morning talking to you guys. I'm thoroughly enjoying. You guys are hilarious.
No, we have lots of fun. I can't believe you haven't listened to our show before. I mean, really, here you are complaining about me not watching The Bachelorette and you're not listening to us. So even Stevens. Listen, Kliniswa, I think you're doing an awesome job on the show, and you're clearly meant for this role of being The Bachelorette. It's a pity you can't be like a serial Bachelorette, because you should do every episode and every season of this show. I think you're going to probably...
Hell no.
You're probably going to fall in love, and then you'll want a new batch of 25 guys after this, because you'll be sick of these ones.
Just honestly, hell no. This has been every woman's dream and every woman's nightmare, because no offense to men out there as well. Emotional maturity is not a thing South African men work on. and develop.
What are you talking
about?
And
then the woman end up being the ones doing the labor.
I still find fart jokes funny. What's wrong with that?
No, that's fine. That's fine. But in a conversation about real life things and relationships,
oh,
can you hold your own?
Oh, who wants to have... Who wants to have serious emotional conversations? Do me a favor. This is exactly why I don't date. This is why I'm single. Ugh. Sit there and
yeah, but at least you know the reasons why you're single.
Just sit and talk shit about how you feel all day. God, how boring. All right, thank you. Listen, good luck to you. I hope one of these guys measures up to your exacting standards, because we don't want you we don't want you dropping your standards to accommodate one of these losers. And in the meantime, we're going to be watching The Bachelorette. It's a great show. It's on Mnet. What time? When?
Mnet 101 Thursdays at 7:30.
That's right.
Hashtag Bachelorette South Africa. That's me.
It also helps. It helps if you watch live, because ratings are not measured on catch up or on Showmax or on your recordings that you do on your PVR. So you need to watch it live so the ratings go up, because then they will pay more for the show next time, and they have to get Elisa to come back after she's broken up with her then husband.
So, oh, Karen.
Please don't wish such things upon my soul.
Hey, you could get a nice settlement. Which of those guys do you think has the most money?
Sure, I don't know.
Oh, come on. You know them better than me. You know them better than Sia. You know them.
No, guys, I really don't know. I'll just go with Jason.
Jason. Where is Jason?
Jason doesn't count. He's the host.
What's Jason's story at the moment? Has he been with you guys the whole time, or is he coming in and out? What's his story?
No, he's been with us the whole time. The whole time. He's just been a really great big brother for the whole process. Now, that's a wingman.
Yeah, we like that's Jason. We've had him on the show before. He also doesn't take himself too seriously. He's got a good sense of humor. I like him.
No, he's so great. I love him. Yeah, he's great.
Is he married? What's his story?
He's definitely married with kids.
Okay. I forgot about that.
A brother.
Okay.
I see what
you're saying. Incest is not the best.
No, it's not happening.
Well, listen, good luck to you, and we hope you end up with true love. Someday your prince will come, Leanne. We'll eventually find one for you.
Someday my prince will come.
Why are you throwing Leanne under the bus here, Haibu?
She's got such a lovely, sexy cough. It's only a matter of time before someone comes running for her or running from her. Anyway, all right. Thanks, everybody. Have a happy day. And thank you so much. Inuso, great to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be here. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Cool, cool.
Wish me luck. Prayers.
Always.
Yes.
Obviously.
Prayers up.
Damn straight. CliffCentral.com.